throw it up, cuff it up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Monday morning and time for us to kickstart the week on a good note. And this is also just, you know, being a little bit more mindful of our finances. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because it's month end, you got paid and there's probably still some bills that, you know, you still need to get to, some debit orders that need to go off. But I really hope and pray that you have been listening to all the lessons and tips that Juliana has been sharing with us. Ultimately, you know, just helping us be in a better position financially and also having a better relationship with our finances. Let's see what she has for us today.
Good morning, and today we are going to speak on stock fail. But before I do that, I would like to put out a disclaimer that I am in no way representing any company or any entity. Therefore, I am solely here as a financial advisor, licensed financial advisor, giving out my professional expertise over the years. All right, let's get into today's topic. So what is a stock fail? A stock fail is a group of people who agrees to contribute money to a shared pool for the objectives of that particular stock fail.
Okay.
Examples of different stock fails can be a grocery stock fail, a travel stock fail, savings stock fail, which is mostly regarded as a bonus stock fail, a stock fail for businesses, and mainly a stock fail for stock shares. Any of these can be regarded as a stock fail. Another one I forgot to mention is that some people also come together for a building stock fail. So they build, they buy cement, they buy building materials for the members of the stock fail. When joining a stock fail, these are the things that you need to look out for. One can be, is the stock fail right for my needs? What are the risks involved in the stock fail, and where is my money being held? Is there a written agreement to the T's and C's, and is there an understanding of what happens when I default on payments? Basically, look for a stock fail with a credibility and a clear vision for what they are aiding. My tips to maybe someone or people that are trying to start up a stock fail, maybe a friend group or so, I would advise you to go to wholesalers if you guys are going for a grocery one, which is the most common one currently. To wholesalers such as Cash and Carry, Metro, and even ShopRite, and ask them for help. I know they have cards that they give out and that can help you buy on bulk and also just save on interest and let your money grow while you deposit X amount of money, whatever the terms that you guys have put. Is it a weekly contribution, a monthly contribution? Whatever the case might be, they can assist. And lastly, this that you are doing is something you're doing for yourself, because we as humans always want to know, what is the end gain for me? The end game for you is financial freedom. So when you start with something like this, it will aid you when the time is right. On that note, my name is Juliana Therapy, and it is over. Oh, my number is 0816448286, and it is over from me. Bye.
Thank you so much, Juliana. Very important conversation, especially when it comes to stock fails, how to go about it, the terminologies, the securities, etc., etc. Are you part of it? Let us know. Let's have a chat.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
Hello, sisters. Everything good your side? Listen.